Bear Podcast, the podcast for bears and cubs, episode 30.
Bears and Cubs. This is Nard.
And this is Excalibur.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for
Happy Yule.
Happy Yule to everyone. Happy Yule, Excalibur.
Happy Yule to you, Nard.
All right. So, since it's the holidays, what have
you
been
planning?
Yeah, this
is the official first holiday of the holiday season, I guess. We got Yule and Christmas and, you know, Hanukkah.
Fuck.
And then Kwanzaa, so and then New Year's.
That's right, and it's going to be a good holiday.
I'm looking forward to it. This is actually my first time celebrating Yule this year, so I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Why so? I mean, this is the first time.
This is my first time actually fully participating in Yule because, you know, coming from, you know, the Catholic upbringing that I had, you know, it's hard to shake off Christmas. So, but. I decided this year that I'm going to partake in, you know, the Yule traditions and actually participate in my first Yule. So
I see.
Looking forward to it. To everybody else out there, you know, we don't want to exclude everybody. I want to wish, you know, everybody not only Happy Yule for the pagans, but, you know, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, and Happy Kwanzaa to everybody.
Yeah. So what were the differences with them anyway during the day during the holidays? I mean.
Well, there's all sorts of things that are different in the holidays. The biggest differences, of course, are in Hanukkah and Kwanzaa. But the interesting thing is that a lot of traditions that are celebrated in Christmas are actually stolen from Yule. So we'll get to that in a minute. But for those who don't understand, you know, what Kwanzaa and Hanukkah are about, they're actually, you know, pretty cool holidays, to be honest with you. Hanukkah, basically what Hanukkah celebrates is it celebrates a miracle that happened.
Back in
165 BC, there was a holy war that broke out between the Jewish nation and the Greek armies. And the Greek armies basically made it outlawed for Jewish people to celebrate their religions and, you know, forced them to bow before, you know, idols and, you know, before Zeus and forced them to eat pork and everything and, you know, a big uprising, you know.
This is way, way before. When was this again?
This was 165 BC.
Wow, okay.
Yes, way before the events had happened, you know, during Christ's time and stuff. Mm-hmm. And so a big holy war broke out between these two nations. And technically, the Greek army should have won because they outnumbered the Jewish armies, but the Jewish armies prevailed and they won the war. And when they went back to their holy temple, which was seized by the Greek armies, they found it in disrepair and damaged and everything. And so they cleaned it up. And they found their sacred menorah, and the menorah basically is eternal light, and the light is supposed to eternally burn inside the menorah, so they wanted to relight it, but unfortunately they only found a little small amounts of oil, so a lot of people were in despair, despair and everything, because they said, you know, we'll never be able to produce enough oil in time for us to, you know, bring back the eternal light, so... Okay. They poured the little amount of oil in the menorah anyway, which technically should have only lasted them one night. But miraculously, this little amount of oil lasted for 8 days and 8 nights, which was more than enough time for them to actually produce more oil for them to actually make it the eternal light all over again. So it was a miracle that they were able to make the eternal light actually burn long enough for them to produce enough oil to truly make it the eternal light. So Hanukkah is basically the celebration of that miracle.
It's Hanukkah is based on a menorah that lit
a menorah that
a miracle on light. Something
it should
like that.
Not even have lasted one night, to be honest with you.
Oh, okay.
So it was a miracle that happened.
You've been reading a lot.
Oh yeah, I know my shit. What are you talking about?
Okay.
But to commemorate the fact that this miracle happened over 8 days, Hanukkah is celebrated over 8 days and 8 nights.
Ah, okay.
Now with Kwanzaa, out of the four holidays, Kwanzaa is the baby of the group because it was only started just a little bit over 30 years ago. It's an African-American celebration that takes place over 7 days. The celebration was actually founded during the 60s Civil Rights Movement. Mm-hmm. And it's based on ancient African traditions. What it does is it actually celebrates the first fruit harvest celebrations that usually happen in Africa. In fact, the word Kwanzaa is actually derived from the Swahili phrase Matunda ya Kwanzaa, which means first fruits.
First fruits.
Okay. Modern-day celebrations were conceived actually during the Watts riots. And what modern-day celebration of Kwanzaa does is over the course of 7 days, you basically celebrate the five fundamentals that are involved with the Kwanzaa celebration, which is the gathering of your family, your friends, and your community, and praising them, giving reverence to the Creator and the creation that they have brought forth. You remember and commemorate the past. You recommit yourself to the ideals of the African-American community, and you also celebrate the good that's happened in life. You don't concentrate on the negative that has happened in your life. You concentrate on the good and celebrate that.
That's Kwanzaa. It's only pretty much a 30-year-old religion.
It's very young, yeah. It, like I said, it was born during the Watts riots. A scholar by the name of, I hope I don't butcher this name, Maulana Karenga. He was a civil rights activist, and he was also a civil rights scholar in African-American studies. Mm-hmm. He was the one who founded the modern-day version of the Kwanzaa religion. And it really didn't start taking off until the 70s. And now, you know, today it's pretty much acknowledged as a legitimate religious celebration. It took a while, you know, before people really started acknowledging Kwanzaa, but now they are.
Mm-hmm. But they also do it, the Jewish tradition, they do, Hanukkah, they do it for 8 days. This one's 7 days.
This one's 7 days.
But it's the same season. I mean, the same week in December also?
That is correct, yes, over a course of 7 days. And just like with Hanukkah, they do light, you know, candles during the course of the day. The colors, the traditional colors of Hanukkah are usually silver and blue. The traditional colors of Kwanzaa are, basically the colors of Africa, which are black, red, and green. And the candles represent those colors, and you burn, you know, one each day to symbolize a different, you know, celebration and, you know, the five fundamentals.
And for and I remember for Christians, they have the Advent. They have three candles.
Yeah, we have the Advent candles.
Advent candles. Mm-hmm.
Now, what's interesting is, of course, Christmas is the celebration of the birth of Christ. Everybody knows that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, even though we celebrate Christmas on December 25th, the actual day that Christ was born is still unknown, technically.
Yeah, that's right.
Now, a lot of the stuff that happens during the Christmas celebration, a lot of the traditions were actually stolen from Yule. Now, Yule is a pagan tradition. It's actually known as one of the lesser Sabbaths. You know, the biggest Sabbath, of course, is the Samhain.
Samhain.
I'm pronouncing it as salmon. I'm sorry.
Samhain.
Samhain. Thank you.
Thank you.
But this is known as one of the lesser Sabbaths, but it's basically what it stands for is the goddess basically giving birth to the sun again, you know, the god in the form of the sun, and it's basically the rebirth of light. So that's why it's the shortest day of the year and the longest night of the year. Mm-hmm. And during this time, we're the light into the world, but it's also a time for us to reawaken for our new goals and everything in life, basically to start anew in a brand new light.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's also one of the coldest nights of the year, unfortunately.
I could attest to that. I just came from a snowy Columbus. So
the spirits get cold, so as a way of welcoming spirits into your home, you set up a Yule tree.
Mm-hmm.
And in the Yule tree, you know, you decorate it, you make it look presentable for the spirits, and you, in tradition, you put bells ring, then that means the spirits have decided to choose your tree to wait in during the long, cold night until the rebirth of the sun.
Okay. So that's where pretty much the Christians had the Christmas tree because of the Yule tree.
Exactly. They stole it from the Yule tree, and the star that's on the top of the tree, you know, in Christian tradition, the star on the top of the tree is supposed to represent the star of Bethlehem. But in that's actually originally the pentagram.
In you for pagans.
Exactly, and it was a symbol to show the spirits that, you know, this is a house that will welcome you. Come stay in our tree for the night until the cold has passed.
Gosh, this is an interesting conversation about different holiday seasons for different traditions.
Well, another tradition that was stolen is the burning of the Yule log.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Yule log traditionally in Christmas celebrations is burned on Christmas Eve, where the Yule log of the celebration. Usually, you take, you know, if I remember right, the way that it works is you take a piece of the Yule tree from the year past,
Year before, and then use that to start up the fire for the new log that is coming.
Exactly, mm-hmm. And then you know you light candles, which you know, of course, the Christians stole and turned into the Advent calendar, you know, the Advent wreath.
Yeah.
But you burn candles basically in the colors of Christmas, which the colors of the season, which have been stolen and turned into the colors of Christmas as well, which is red, white, green, silver, and gold.
Mm-hmm. I think in the Advent in Christian is about I think white,
and then purple,
something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
over the years they've been changed to that. Another symbol of the season of Yule that was stolen and used for Christmas celebrations is the reindeer, actually.
Mm-hmm.
The reindeer originally was a symbol of Horned King. It was supposed to represent the Horned King. So the sighting of a reindeer actually meant that the Horned King was around and present and, you know, blessing your life. Mm-hmm. Another major tradition that was stolen from Yule that is used in Christmas is Christmas gift exchange. Gift exchanging with your loved ones is a major tradition in the celebration of Yule, and of course, you know, the Christians took that as well because they're greedy bitches. So,
but how about the white elephant gift exchange? You know, people stealing each other's. Is that a way of just?
I am not too sure, to be honest with you. I'm still, like I said, I mean, I'm new to, you know, the whole Wiccan religion and everything, so I have no idea if the origins of that is in there somewhere or if it was just somebody who got extremely bored. came up with this idea.
I think it's because
I'm going to place my money on option number two. That somebody got really bored.
Yeah, the stealing thing. You know, they steal gifts because I would think because somebody. So I think somebody thought of that because they don't want to spend too much. I guess
exactly. So.
Like okay, we keep stealing until you get.
I'm cheap, so here you go.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
That's probably why people exchange, you know, fruitcakes that are 5 years old but still.
Oh, that's gross. Does it age well? I don't think so.
There's probably so many preservatives in fruitcake. Who knows?
Oh gosh.
So, are you planning on doing anything special this year for the holidays? Or?
Well, let me see. Oh, actually, I'm gonna swim with a couple of friends. A friend of mine, Sean, is gonna have a pool party on the 24th,
uh-huh.
And that's what's pretty much gonna do. First time we're gonna swim during Christmas Eve because I think so. We're gonna swim nude. I think. I hope.
Sweet.
No, for what he's gonna have the pool heated, so it's gonna be a.
It'll be a massive orgy underwater, basically, at one point, I think.
Yeah, probably. And later on, we'll have egg drop soup.
There you go.
There we go. No, I don't think so. We don't want to mess up the pool like that.
You don't want all that DNA floating around in there.
That's right.
Well, I'm celebrating my holiday. See, my Yule, basically, I have to work during the day, unfortunately, but at night I can come home. I do have my candles, you know, already arranged, and I also have a piece from the Christmas tree that's inside our house that's been removed that the candles have been arranged around so that I can, you know, light them and burn them.
Mm-hmm.
I have placed a couple of bells into the tree as well, and of course, you know, my family, you know, are strong, hardcore Christian, still celebrate Christmas and everything.
Yeah.
So I had to say, no, these are just pretty decorations. So.
Yeah, that's it.
Nice.
Nice butt.
Yeah,
so what's your number?
Can I buy you a beer?
Do you work out a lot?
Do you come here often?
Woof, what a bear.
So, Nard, if you don't mind, I actually would like to recommend somebody for Woof, what a bear.
Who is it?
He actually lives here in the Bay Area. His name is Royce.
Okay.
You can find him on Bear 411. He's known as McRero.
That is
spelled, that's spelled M-C.
Okay, M-C.
J-U.
J-U.
E-R-O.
E-R-O. Let me see that, okay? McRero. Wow. My name is Royce. He's online.
Oh, he's online.
Yeah, he's online. But should I chat to him? No, later. We're doing the show. We can't do that yet. I'll chat with him later. All right. Okay, let me see then. Let's read his profile then. I see he's going to be at the International Bear Rendezvous.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Well, I guess I'll get to meet him. Okay. let me see his let me read his profile here.
Okay.
So me, usually a nice guy unless provoked. Like to get outside and not to be inside. Walks around the city are nice. I love to travel. Doesn't matter where. I like meeting new people, so feel free to say hello. Wow, sparkling. Have you met this guy before?
Yes, I have. I have. I know Royce, as a matter of fact.
Oh, you know him personally? Wow.
I know him personally, yes. Okay. Royce is a great guy. He is very, very, let's just basically say he's not afraid to speak his mind.
Oh, okay.
He's incredibly hot.
Okay.
Despite what he likes to say, he is incredibly hot. I have to really keep my composure, to be honest with you, when I do see him, because, you know, we're trying to be friends and all that, but I'm like, God damn, you're hot. You know, when I see him. He is single. He is available. Please date him.
Okay.
But no, seriously, check him out. You know, he may look intimidating in his photos, but to be honest with you, he is not. You know, he's definitely up to meeting people and talking to them. He has a very wicked sense of humor, so, you know, just know that.
Yeah. And he's going to be at IBR 2006.
He will be at IBR.
So well, if you ever, if you see his pictures here and you get to see him at the IBR, say hello to him.
Definitely.
Well, I will definitely say hello to him. Hi, Royce. Okay, guys. So that is, what is it? McRero.
McRero, yes.
McRero in Bear 411. All right, let's talk about some bear runs. Let me see. Well, not much of a bear run, but it's actually an event that's coming to San Francisco. It's Planet Big SF. Big men, big music, and big fun. You must be 21 or over. When is it? When is this? Hold on, let me click. Hold on. Upcoming events. It's going to be on December 25th, on Sunday, 5 p.m. until 10 p.m. Christmas Day.
Yes, Planet Big is a dance where basically bears and big boys can go and feel comfortable dancing. It's great, to be honest with you, because let's face it, there's a lot of clubs, especially in San Francisco, where you will feel ostracized if you don't look like Jack on Will and Grace.
Oh gosh.
Yeah. So with Planet Big, you can go, you can be yourself, you can dance, you can drink, you can meet with your friends, you know, it's fun. And they're hosting a very special Christmas, since Christmas is landing on a Sunday, they're going to be hosting a Christmas dance. They usually host them on the 2nd and the 4th Sundays of each month.
Mm-hmm.
They go from 5 p.m. to 10 p.m. It's only $5 to get into the door for the Planet Big events.
Mm-hmm.
For the Christmas event, they promise big Santas, big cookies, big eggnogs, big music, and big fun.
Oh, wow.
So, and it, apparently, from what I understand, they're flying in a special DJ just for the event. I can't remember who the DJ is.
Oh, let me see. Hold on. The guest DJ is Chub Jim from Bulge in Palm Springs. Chub
Jim. There we go. I mean, they do have, you know, house resident DJs that are there, but for special occasions like this, they do fly in special DJs just to host these events. And again, it's a safe environment. You will not feel ostracized because of your appearance or anything. It's a place where you can go take your shirt off to dance and not have people pointing at you because you're fat, you have people pointing at you because they want to fuck you.
Mm-hmm. So. Or, you know, maybe not being pointing at you or probably fingering you afterwards. No.
Oh, well, hey, that happens there too.
Oh.
Let's just say what happens on the dance floor stays on the dance floor unless it carries on to the bedroom.
Yeah, that's right. And that's pretty far from, well, being at the bar. Where is it? Again, where is it going to be?
Well, they are hosted actually at a bar. They're hosted at the Stud, which is located on 8th and Harrison.
Oh, Stud, okay.
It is one block away from the Lone Star. It's hard
I see.
To miss the Stud. The Stud is one of the oldest gay bars south of Market in San Francisco. Mm-hmm. It's very hard to miss this bar.
Mm-hmm. Are you going to be there? Are you going to go there?
If I don't have any other plans, I might stop by, yeah. I'm going to be pretty busy on the 25th. So, I mean, I've got lots of, you know, things lined up, not only with family but with friends. But I might make a stop. You never know.
Well, you never know if you get to see Royce.
You never know, yeah. Well, he normally likes to hang out at the Lone Star, from what I understand. So, I mean, but he does pop in once in a while to Planet Big, you know, so you because he does like to, you know, strut his stuff on the dance floor. So
I see. He's very young, too. Oof.
Anyway, he's very hot, yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Very hot.
Anyway, so...
And there's some hotties that you can find there as well, you know, so... they have picture galleries on the Planet Big website. You can go back and look at the past events. You can see the, you know, the type of people that go. You can thumb through some of the past galleries and actually see me in there. So
you're here?
I'm somewhere. I don't think I've been to Planet Big, to be honest with you, since sometime in September. I had to go to the Cyber Bear event for obvious reasons.
Oh, yeah, okay, that's right.
So I was at the Cyber Bear event. I think that's probably the last one that I attended, that I was able to attend, was the Cyber Bear event.
God, there's some... Oh, my God, look at this. There's so many days. Okay, when was the last time you were there? Because they have a gallery for each day.
I think it was Labor Day weekend, if I remember right.
So that's September something, huh?
I think like September 6th or something like that.
September 4th, I think.
That's it. That was the last one that I attended, was September 4th. I don't think there's a close-up shot of me, but you could probably like see me dancing in the background inside the wide shots of people dancing.
Wow. No, I want to go there.
Well, they will be hosting two dances during IBR.
Oh, okay.
They will. Planet Big hosts not one, but two special events. They are a little more expensive during IBR because they have to cover for insurance and everything. And it costs $10 to get into the IBR events, but... They go all out for the IBR dances, to be quite honest with you. They bring in some incredible DJs, and they, you know, basically, it's gotten to the point where I've actually seen lines of people waiting outside to go into these dances because they just overflow with people on the inside on the dance floor. And instead of running from 5 to midnight, they run until midnight. I think the Friday night party that they have, I think, runs until sometimes until like 3 a.m. or something like that. So it can go all night.
I think I see you here. I think you're 86 of 89 on the September 4th. You were wearing a shirt. You opened up your shirt, and were you clean shaven then?
Most likely, yes.
Then this is you wearing glasses?
Yes.
Oh, this is you then. Wow.
It's Excalibur.
Excalibur on 86 of 99. I'm not yet sure. You better look at it. You were dancing.
Now, there was a period of time where I didn't have facial hair because Disney doesn't, they really frowned upon it, but they just recently changed in the Disney stores where now we can have facial hair as long as it's well trimmed.
So. Oh, okay. Wow, that's very strict.
That's nothing. Like I said, the politics of working for the Disney company is a podcast in itself. So
okay, that's right. Anyway, okay, so we're going to... Wait, let me do a shout-out first for somebody who posted just recently on the Frapper page of Bear Podcast. How many do we have? 23 now. Wow. We have one from Summerdale, Pennsylvania. His name is Krypton Bear. Yeah, he's Krypton Bear. He's got a picture of Christopher Reeve behind him. Intriguing. Yeah, just a shout out. Hello, Krypton Bear. Thank you for posting at the Frapper page of Bear Podcast. And do you have anyone to greet on your side? Huh?
Oh, yeah, I've got a couple of people. I want to give a shout-out, first of all, to James in Florida. I want to wish you happy holidays out to you, James. Hope that, you know, the Florida weather is treating you well. I want to give actually a shout-out to my fag gag in my life, Natalie. Happy holidays to you as well. I want to give a shout-out to my friend Bruce out there in Texas. Also want to give a shout-out to Chris in Texas. I also want to give a shout-out to Steven up in Alaska.
Steven Fenris?
Yes.
Oh, him. He posted it. He posted it in the Bear Podcast wrapper page. Wow.
Yes, he's all the way up there in Anchorage, Alaska. I think it's Anchorage. It's cold. That's all I know. He says it's the cold part of Alaska.
Fort Yukon.
Fort Yukon. That's it. So I want to give a shout-out to him.
Hey, Stephen. Hi. Okay.
Well, you give a shout out to the young cub who lives over here, Rich. I want to give a shout out to him. I also want to give a shout out to my friends Javier and Dennis who live down in San Bernardino. But most important of all, I need to give a very special Yule shout out to Joshua, who is also known by some people as Lore. Not only is, you know, Yule a special day for him, religious purposes wise, but it's also his birthday, and he's turning 24. On wow. Yule, so I want to wish him a very special happy birthday and happy Yule. Love you, Josh.
Happy birthday, Josh. Anyway, so let me see. Well, since it's Yule also, I have a couple of pagan friends too, like James and Lisa, and I would like to greet you happy Yule. And, of course, Daniel is James's boyfriend. Hello also. All right, so let me see. I guess what else do we have here? I guess that's it. We better wrap up the show. It's a pretty long show. Wow.
Well, it could have been longer. So
it could have been longer. Yeah.
Well, next time, since you know we're getting close to the end of the year, what I'll do is next time when we come back, I'll actually since you know I'm a big giant movie whore, so I'll have my list of the best and worst movies I felt of 2005. Mm-hmm. Kind of as a wrap up, kind of as a precursor, I guess, you know, to the Oscars and all that jazz. All right. So I'll come back next time with those.
All right, that's cool. Next week then. Mm-hmm. Okay, so official website is www.bearpodcast.com, and email me at bearchaser@bearpodcast.com. And how do they call us, by the way, Excalibur?
You can call us at 206-222-BEAR.
Yep, that's 206-222-2327.
And you can always contact me at xcalibear@gmail.com. You can also find me popping up occasionally, and hopefully in the near future more occasionally, on the Don and Drew Show, which is located at donanddrew.podshow.com. And again, I want to also wish a very special Yule to Don and Drew. Thank you for, you know, basically making me a bigger attention whore than I used to be in the past, you guys. For those of you who listen to the Don and Drew Show, I am known as Fag Fan Roy on the show. I pop in occasionally in the voicemails and stuff. And I have recently auditioned to become their official gay boy for the Gay Boy News.
Yeah. Hope you get it, though.
I hope I get it, too. But Gay Boy in Seattle is my biggest competition right now, so we need to squash them.
Well, in Don and Drew, I'm known as Nard. Oh, what a surprise. Yeah, that's right. I've been starting to listen to Don and Drew, and they're pretty fun. You guys should check it out also, Don and Drew, the Don and Drew Show. Okay, so that pretty much wraps it. Happy Yule to everyone.
Happy Yule to you, Nard.
Happy Yule to you, Roy. So I hope you enjoy the holidays, although you're going to have to work.
Are you kidding? I have to work all the way through Christmas Eve.
Oh, sorry to hear. Okay, so that wraps it. Thank you very much, guys, for downloading this podcast. And see you again in the next episode. Many wolves and many hugs.
See you guys next time. Brightly burns the Yule log tonight, magic dances in firelight. Hold my hand and join the song, raise the Sun King bright and strong. Dark is given way to light as brightly burns the Yule log tonight. Happy Yule.